This podcast replay is brought to you by A. Lenny Locksmith Services. From lockouts to lock changes for home or business, car key replacements, and programming for all model cars. 24 hours a day, go to the website at alennylocksmith.com.
There we go. All right. Sorry. I actually had to take care of business because I got Cutter's Edge, which you were just playing the spot there. They're here to because they're going to start and giving our yard a facelift that we've needed for a long, long time. True Finn fan, thank you for the love on the super chat, man. You guys are coming in strong today with the super chats. He says, and we're lucky to have you, big man. One day I'll get to shake your hand, fins up, baby. Well, I hope to see you at a game, man. I hope that's the case. I hope we get to hang out together at a game, at a bar, somewhere. We do a lot of appearances. We're blessed. We're every Thursday at Hialeah Park. You can catch us there. Twice a month at Craig Zinn's Acura. We're at Caneswear once a month. We're at KSDT CPAs. We'll be there this Friday. And then obviously now we are hopefully going to have several live shows if everything works out well, and I expect it to. We're going to be adding a couple of different elements to the platform, and hopefully also another host too. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. That's why we tell you, and Big O Show Cuts, please subscribe to it. Please get us to 1,000. We're like over 600. So we have there's 500 people here. Do you know if all of you just went over right now to Big O Radio Show Cuts, Big O Show Cuts, and you subscribe, you could get us to 1,000 right away. You know how studly that would be? I mean, we could beg you, please help us get there to 1,000 on that one, because we need it so we can broadcast live from anywhere. Not just a home spot, but live anywhere. So it's really important for us, and you'll help the show grow. So if you can, it's our second channel, and there's already videos there, but we're going to be putting more. We're going to be doing some more stuff there that you're going to get content there you're not going to get here. So, and we're going to have live programming coming out of it, like I told you, because we are going to get to a point where we might have to have two live events going on at the same time, so that channel will be, because you can't do two different live events on one YouTube channel. So very important. So please help us out, and you will help us to grow at the same time. Corn Iowa Productions with Omar saying goodbye to the Sun Sentinel today. Does that mean Omar is done with the Big O? No, not yet. We are working on keeping Omar on the platform. I'm not promising anything, because business is business, and I completely understand it, and I want nothing but what's best for Omar. So contractually, if there's some issues, then it happens. It is what it is. But if we can work it out, then we will. Hang in there. Have a little patience. We're working on all of that stuff, okay? Eric Storm says, here in Rochester, New York, listening to the Bills coverage, it's hilarious every single year hearing them talk about their team like they're the best ever, even years when they only won 4 to 6 games. Yeah, well, we're all the same, too. I mean, we get all excited. But they do have a good team, man, Eric. They do have a good team. Yeah, you got to give them credit. It's up to our boys to get better and get to the point where you can knock them out, you know? And greater good is right. Bills fans are very loyal. Got to give it to them. Let's see. Ragin says, I'm already subscribed to the Cuts channel. Thank you, Ragin. That's awesome, man. I appreciate all of you out there, man. JS11115 says, Big O, would you do sponsorship deals for another Dolphin podcast if it made sense? I don't know how that makes any sense. You know what I mean? We just can do crossovers. I don't know. They're going to be paying to be on my show? That doesn't make sense. Yeah, no. We cross over anyways with others, whether it's Dougley, whether it's Reason, any of the guys, you know, what's the other guys, the Miami podcast guys that call me all the time and been on their show. I cross over with other podcasts. That's what you do. You cross over, but I don't think you do, you know, they're going to buy advertising on our show. That's kind of weird. After week one of the preseason, Big O, what do you think are the top pressing needs for this team that need to be addressed before the start of the regular season? It's just the O-line getting more and more, you know, playing time and gelling, my brother. That's all right now. We got to get to the regular season just to see what we have. Jesus Mendez says, just did that, Big O. So you like the channel. Thank you, sir. I like it. Big O, do you think Myles Gaskin has a strong chance to make the roster? No, I don't. I think he has a slim chance of making the roster in the back end of it. You know? That's what I think. Pat in Asheville says, I want people to have realistic expectations. So we face three great defenses to start the year. New offenses rarely start the season on fire. The offense will be the best we've had in forever in time. Yeah, but they can also surprise them too. They have the element of surprise because they don't know what's coming. So if you're smart and you can scheme it right, you can also give yourself an advantage. Listen, if the line can block and they can run the ball a little bit, then Miami's going to be able to compete. And listen, maybe I'm not the guy, Pat, because I think the Dolphins can go 3-1 in the first four games. They can beat the Patriots. The zero blitz completely befuddled Lamar, and I don't think he's a great passer as it is. So I don't think anything has changed this offseason. And his weapons aren't anything that I should be afraid of. They have terrific tight ends, but I don't have the fear of God that others have of the first 4 weeks of the season. Others have this fear of God of the first 4 weeks, like, oh my God, no, man, they can go 3-1. They can beat the Bengals, believe it or not. They have great corners to go up against those great receivers. Now it's up to the line to stop Joe Mixon. That's not going to be easy, but they've got the pass rushers to, you know, create problems for Joe Burrow. You tell me the Bills game that they lose, I'm going to tell you, okay, the Bills are a hell of a team. They're a Super Bowl caliber team. They have a chance to be the best team in the AFC. They have a chance to be in the Super Bowl, and they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I'm not taking that away from them. I get it, man. As much as I hate the Bills and I hate the Patriots and I hate the Jets, if they legitimately have a chance, I'm going to be objective about it. But I'm sorry. I don't fear these first four games like others do. I think Miami can be incredibly competitive and they can win a lot of those games. If there's better coaching, and I saw a sign of better coaching already on Saturday night in a preseason game that was meaningless, I get it. But I saw the organization of these players. I saw a third-string quarterback that was prepared. That shows, that's a reflection on that coaching staff. So I'm not the guy, and you know what, Pat in Asheville, I might be part of the problem because people are going to listen to this show and some people may be getting on my bandwagon with me. This whole thing, oh my God, the first four games, oh, they're so treacherous. Oh, it's the end of the world. Well, then how are the Dolphins supposed to be good? The day you're supposed to be good, it's because you beat good teams, right? Well, then let's go. Let's go. They won 9-10 games the last 2 years. This is a better roster. This is a better offensive coaching staff. So why can't I live in the zone that, well, wait a minute, They might be a better team this year than they were the last 2 years. They might be better coached this year than they were the last 2 years. There might be a much better offense than they were the last 2 years. And then they certainly have way more talent on offense than they've had the last 2 years. F that, dude. F that. Dolphins beat the Patriots twice last year. Why can't they beat them again? Dolphins embarrassed the Ravens. Finally. I don't know about you, but I got tired of getting embarrassed by the Ravens and pushed around. Well, guess what? The Dolphins did all the pushing around last year. What's going to change? I'm sorry. I'm not playing that game. I think this team is better. I think the quarterback finally has help. I think they have a coaching staff. I think they're actually going to develop a decent line. And this quarterback was productive with no line and no running game. Well, I think they're going to have some kind of a line, and I think they'll have some kind of a running game. They won't be dominant in those areas because I don't think you go from being really bad to being dominant. Would be nice. It'd be really nice. Be a hell of an extreme, but it would be nice. But I expect this offense to be better, and I expect this team to be better. So I'm sorry. Pat in Asheville, I might be part of the problem raising the expectations on our side. What can I tell you? Razzle dazzle crypto, this defense is built to beat mobile QBs like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Nikki Davis says, I'm stoked for the first four games. We get to see how special the Dolphins can be. I agree. Nate Mandu says, the Ravens were depleted, but the story of the game was the Dolphins cover zero versus Lamar. Big O is right. It was finally a win and an answer to Lamar. And I don't think Lamar's any better that he's going to beat that. By the way, he's asking for a guaranteed contract. He's a great young man, but that kind of game he plays, that's not the kind of player you give a guaranteed deal to. I know what he's done, but I think they're catching up to him. And I think Miami kind of figured him out and put out the blueprint and said, yeah, no, he can't read and react quick enough. Get after him. And that's exactly what they did. So I am not part of the clan that is nervous about, you know, the first four games of the season. And if you're nervous because you got locked out of your car, you get locked out of your home, those kind of things, well, you got to call A. Lenny Locksmith. And they are all throughout South Florida. We've been telling you about A. Lenny Locksmith now for several months. All right. Whether you're in Miami all the way through Port St. Lucie. That's right. So Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County into Martin County, man. 561-284-5090. That's 561-284-5090, 24-hour service, house, car locks, residential, commercial, you name it. A. Lenny Locksmith can get it done for you, and they can reprogram those car keys for you. And for our friends in Tampa and Orlando, we now have offices there in Tampa and Orlando, not just here in South Florida. And we've also got an office in Phoenix, Arizona. So for all of our friends out there in Phoenix, you can check it out. Car locksmith, car key replacement with programming, you name it, 24 hours a day, reliable. Tell them that Big O sent you. 561-284-5090 for alennylocksmith.com. Mark says, Big O, with all of these weapons, would you trade Mike Gesicki before the deadline? He's going to be a free agent again after the season, and they can't afford to keep him because he deserves top three tight end money. Mark, I think you have to find out what he can do in your system first and foremost, and then you trade him. Right now, I don't know what the trade market is for Gesicki. You might be better off waiting for an injury that somebody desperately needs a tight end later on in the season, and you've developed Tanner Connor or somebody else, and you feel good in letting go of Gesicki so you could get a high-round draft pick. Now, remember, you have to be able to get a second rounder for Gesicki. Because, or a third and something else. Why? There's a good chance because he'll get a big time contract for somebody else, you're getting third round a compensatory pick anyway for him. Okay? So you still will get the compensation one way or another from a trade or compensatory. So you've got to make sure that you're in a situation that you can count on the other guys when you move them, or he just doesn't fit what you do and you have to move him. But right now, that cannot be determined. He was more active on Saturday night than he had been in 2 weeks. And maybe it's what I was saying, that they're trying to work more on the blocking with him. So it's a different agenda is what they're doing right now with the tight end. That's what I would say. Let's get a little honey and lime going. All right. It is dumb that Lamar doesn't have a true agent negotiating for. Oh, it's incredibly stupid. Well, let's just be plain and let's just be honest. It's an incredibly stupid ass move by Lamar Jackson to not have an agent. An agent would have already had him his money. And you just want to be cheap because you don't want to give up the 2% or 3%. Come on, man. You're making hundreds of millions of dollars throughout your career with everything. And you're going to be worried about 2 or 3%? That's asinine. That's ignorance. That's stupid. You hire people. Okay, so let me save money and I'll do all the engineering. Why pay Sean Stanley? Why? Because he's an effing professional. Because he's going to do it 1,000 times better than I ever would. Because I'm going to be better off. The platform's going to be better off. The sponsors will be better off. The listeners will be better off if Sean Stanley's doing it. Not if my stupid ass does it. My place is in front of the mic. This is what I do for a living. That's the difference. You hire people to do what they can do that you can't. But if you're going to do it simply out of being cheap, because that's what Lamar Jackson is, cheap and stupid, you know, you think you can do something that a professional who is trained to do it. So you think your mom and you are going to know more than an agent. You're an idiot. In the long run, you want to go sell your house? You can go ahead. You want to sell it with a real estate agent? There's a good chance that the real estate agent will end up making way more money than you will. Because they're professionals. They will know how to prepare your house. They will know how to put it on the right listings. They will know how to maximize it. So whatever percentage that salesperson was going to get in the real estate market, whatever it is, 5%, 10%, well, they probably would have gotten you 20. And you would have been able to pay them and made even more money anyway. But if you want to do it yourself, you can go ahead and do it yourself. Good chance is you won't do better than a pro because you're not made to sell homes. Someone else is. That's why you hire people. Because they're experts at what they do and you're not. And Lamar Jackson's just being stupid and cheap. And in the end, it'll cost him a lot of money. But go ahead. Go defend yourself in court. Don't hire a lawyer. See how that works out. Go on WebMD. Figure out your own medicine. See how that works out. It's just stupid, man. You hire people to do jobs. we all can't do things. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not a handyman. I don't fix anything around the house. Nothing. My wife's way better than I am at that. She knows. She might try it herself. She's not going to ask me because she knows what I'll do. I'll pick up the phone and go hire somebody because that's not who I am. I'm not the guy that's going to try to be a handyman and then I'm going to make things worse. I'm the guy that you ask him to build something and then there's pieces left over. And you're like, and yeah, that's me. I'm an idiot. So I know my place. And if I was Lamar Jackson, I would have hired an agent to do the job. But you want to be cheap, dude? It's going to end up costing you more in the long run for me. We have a saying in Spanish. It doesn't sound good in English. Lo barato sale caro. The cheap ends up being expensive. I don't know how, you know, when you go cheap, it becomes expensive. Or I don't know. I don't remember an American saying that way. It sounds great in Spanish, right? And it is so, I mean, 95% of the time. Lo barato sale caro. The cheap stuff ends up becoming the expensive. Listen, you want to buy a PC? You go ahead. I'll buy my Apple. I'll have my Apple, and you'll buy three PCs in the process because you'll pick up viruses and you'll screw it up. Meanwhile, my Apple is going to keep going for years and years and years. I learned that with my daughter. Got a PC early on, messed it up. Got her an Apple. It lasted forever. She beat the shit out of that like crazy. And that's it. I learned my lesson. Once I went through my second PC, I said, no. Let me try this Apple stuff. It's a little bit more expensive. But guess what? In the long run, you end up using less because you'll end up buying more PCs than you will Apples. And that's a proven fact. Go ahead. You want to go the cheap route? It'll cost you more in the long run. And that's what's going to happen to Lamar Jackson. Go cheap, pay more in the long. Lamar Jackson stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. He's got this. If I was Lamar, I would say, give me Watson's contract. That's basically what they're doing. No man is an island. Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Dougie Fresh says, oh, excellent point about expertise. It doesn't mean that they are omnipotent or without mistakes, but their decisions will be far less likely to fail, harm you, bankrupt you, or end your life. Exactly. Use people that are pros at what they do, dear brother. You know what I mean? It is what it is. As long as this platform's around, that dude right there will be running it. Sean Stanley. You know? Because he's the man. I can't do what he does. Can't even come close. Don't understand half the shit he does. You can't do that, man. And that's what he's doing. He's just cutting corners. And he thinks that he can do what an agent can do. And it's a shame. Super V says, Big O, speaking of repairs, how did it go with the repairs on your home that was damaged by the young moron kids? We are now working through all of that. We have painted the home and repaired the damage to the home. It wasn't big, the damage to the home. It was more the wall. Right now, as you were talking during the commercial break, I went down to see the folks from Cutter's Edge because they're out here surveying the land and the field, the land to make sure, because they've got to unearth a whole bunch of land now and start to we're going to do complete landscaping of the house now, putting artificial turf on our backyard for our doggies, so that way it's a lot cleaner and safer and cheaper in the long run because I don't have to cut grass all the time. But yeah, Yeah, it's Cutter's Edge. That's one of our new sponsors. And if you're looking, by the way, to redo your office building, your business, your home, and you want great presentation, Cutter's Edge is out of control. They are an amazing company right there. See, tree trimming. And by the way, we're in hurricane season, so if you need some trees removed and all that, call them and tell them that Big O sent you. Landscaping, outdoor lighting, irrigation, all that kind of stuff. So we are redoing our front and backyards. And I'm happy because my home has been a war zone for months now. And it's just nice to start getting all this thing revamped and redone. We need it. So Cutter's Edge, we are proud to team up with them. And when it says expect excellence, that's exactly what you're going to get. And I'm not going to do it because I can't do what Cutter's Edge does. Okay. I'm not hiring Sean to do what Cutter's Edge does. Okay. Sean, do you, can you plant trees and stuff like that? You got that green thumb, Sean? You ready for that? Can I get you for a cheaper price? Is that no? No? Okay. See, Sean knows his place too. See, he knows. Some of you have that gift that you can like do everything around the house. Yeah, not me. I can do nothing except lie around the house. That's my expertise. I lie around the house, take out the trash, take out the dogs, but I don't do that much more. Maybe change a light bulb. I can do that. Talented enough to do that. But you want me to fix the closet door? No. You want me to paint? Bro, you ask me to paint, I'm going to start playing tic-tac-toe and stuff. Nah, you don't want me to do that. You don't want me to do that at all. By the way, where the hell is Marcel? What happened?
Did you check your phone? He sent us a text.
Oh, I did not see it. Oh, I'm sorry. I have not checked the phone. Oh. Oh, I see. Ah, okay. I got you. Okay. Okay. I got it. I got it. He's working right now. I got it. Okay. All right. There we go. Anyway. All right. Leon Fresco says the one sponsor you can do the work for is Blue Chew. Yes. Yes. I can do the Blue Chew stuff, but it does work. I tried it just for the hell of it. Like, I'm fine. It works fine. But I did want to try it because I can't tell you guys to even though it was only $5 shipping, which is nothing for a month's supply of Blue Chew. Okay. I still wanted to try it to make sure that it kind of works. So, Leon, I'm guilty of trying it. I got to tell you, I mean, it's Blue Chew. You got to do it, bro. 1 month supply. I think you can still do it. I think it's, what is it, bluechew.com, promo code Big O. Yeah, you get 1 month supply for free. All you got to do is pay $5 for the shipping. It does work. It does work. Seriously. If you need another pole because you've got extra clothes and shirts you need to hang, Blue Chew. Just saying. Blue Chew works. It'll even give a rise to Tommy Lee, and that's a lot of blood. I'll be here all week. Blue Chew for Blue Steel. Yeah. How many Big O's does it take to change a light bulb? Oh God, Nikki. About 150. 149 of them talking a lot of shit, you know, and then one of them tries to figure it out. Who knows? But they'll figure it out one way or another. All right, let's give you our liquor split matchup of the night. The Marlins, after getting swept by the Braves, will start a set against Los Padres. Let's get into it, our liquor split matchup of the night.
It's time to tap that app. And no one loves to tap that app like the Big O. Here's the liquor split matchup of the night.
Pick on Friday, unfortunately, we laid the 1.5 runs, but Atlanta ended up winning, but it was 4-3. We needed that extra run. Unfortunately, couldn't come up with it. So we lost, and our record drops to 26-12-1 during this run, which is still, 39-game stretch, and you're 26-12. That's pretty damn good overall. 6:40 today. The Fathers are in town. Los Padres, the San Diego Padres. Joe Musgrove, 8-5 with a 2.91 ERA. And Sandy is on the mound with a 10-5 record and a 2.01 ERA. Padres are favored by 1.5. Marlins over and under in this game is 6.5 runs. The Marlins are plus 110 in the money line, and the Padres are minus 135. And I know Sandy, he normally is solid. He gave 4 runs in his last outing against the Phillies. I lost that one, actually. So, but I am going to ride the Padres here because I just don't buy the Marlins offense. And the Marlins just continue to struggle to score runs. It's a problem for them. Musgrove is actually a good pitcher. He's got a 2.91 ERA, so it's under 3. I know Sandy's just barely over 2 at 2.01, but Musgrove is no slouch. And the Padres, even though they've got a knuckleheaded player that is out now for till next year, they're still a hell of a team. Boy, what a problem you have to deal with that dude. That dude better grow up quickly, man. If he ever will he ever grow up? Will he ever even get it? Anyway, so Padres, Marlins, I'm going to go Padres here, man. I'm going to lay the 1.5 runs. I just don't count on the Marlins offense. I'm going to continue to ride this and take advantage of it. Well, Padres minus 1.5 runs against the Marlins in our liquor split matchup of the night.
The matchup of the night is brought to you by Liquor Split. Miami's own online liquor store, Liquor Split. Download then tap that app and get your favorite liquor delivered to you for just $2.99. No risk, no drinking and driving. Tap that app with Liquor Split.
By the way, man of 1,005 holds also says Blue Chew is amazing. It does work. It works, bro. It works, okay? You take it and then get aroused and, your partner's going to be happy. There's no doubt about it. So, there you go. I'm glad. So I know some of you tried it because you actually sent me, like, a text or whatever, a DM, like, hey, thanks, man. Thanks. So, yeah. The Marlins may need the app for this season. Yeah, God. It sucks to not be able to enjoy Marlins baseball and trust them. You know what I'm saying? That's the part that it hurts, man. It hurts that this team is just not trying to win and that they don't have the resources or care to spend the resources in order to win. And that's the frustrating part with the Marlins. That's the part that just leaves you, really sour about all of it. Bitcoin, just to keep you updated, still over 24,000 to 24,375. So slightly up a little bit since when we started the show, but holding strong, and Ethereum is, I believe it's still under, it just got under 2,000, it's at 19-something, yes, 1936, It did get over 2,000, which is amazing. The whole market is red, slightly red, only a couple percents for a lot of coins. So it's not really, you know, on the floor or anything like that. It's still pretty strong overall. Again, I will tell you, I am baffled. I don't understand the run. I don't get it, but we'll take it, man. We'll take it. Did you guys see that listen, I want the University of Miami to have a ton of success, especially with Mario running the show now, being a Miami guy, a former player. I know that this isn't like Manny Diaz knew about the Canes and was associated in a sense of a Miami guy and all that. But no, this guy is a real Cane. This is a guy that played for the Canes, won for the Canes at the highest level. And this is a guy that bleeds the city of Miami and bleeds Coral Gables and the University of Miami. So it is special, incredibly special for him to be here. It means more to Mario Cristobal to win at the University of Miami than anyone else in town and on this planet. And I really mean that. Okay. Yeah. There's a ton of you diehards out there. Of course, I understand all of that. But this guy is beyond that. This is a guy that has lived it, has won it, has bled it, has sweat it, and he wants to. It will mean more to him than anybody else, okay? And that's good for all you fanatics out there that you have somebody that loves the program as much or more than you in Mario Cristobal. So I want Mario to succeed like I wanted him to succeed, and he did at FIU. He's a great dude. And the work ethic he brings to the table is second to none. It's one that we all admire. Okay? But I will say this. The way college football goes about its business, it is so cheesy. So they have their scrimmage this weekend. And the media is not invited. They can't cover it. They can't see it. They really don't know what's going on. Neither do you. And unfortunately, nothing against Mario or any coach out there, we don't want to hear you after, because whatever you say is not believable. It's not that Mario was lying. It's just that you're not going to tell us everything. So you might talk about stuff that you're happy with, but you're really not going to elaborate on stuff you're not. And that's why the media needs to be there to kind of, you know, talk about the things that are obvious. And so he's there with Don Bailey Jr., who obviously, and I love Don, I love DBJ. Who doesn't? DBJ is one of the most golden human beings that's ever existed on the face of the earth. He's just perfect, a great dude. But as we all know, he's not going to ask any tough questions. He's not going to challenge the coach on, well, coach, you know, the line has been a real problem, and it doesn't look like they made a lot of progress. They gave up on nothing. And I'm not saying the line played bad or the D or I don't know. None of us really know. But it's such a cheesy way to go about things. You know, and the media, the second I see Mario and Don Bailey, and that's the one thing that every media outlet has to play as a recap of practice, it's a joke. You're better off not even playing it, but you play it because it's Mario. And because Mario is such a lightning rod in a good way that you know, for every media outlet, it's good to have Mario on because Mario is inspirational. Mario is loved. You know what I mean? People gravitate to Mario. So I get it. But God, so cheesy. So cheesy. It just, I watched that and every outlet had it, and I was just laughing my ass off. By the way, kudos to Will Manso and to Clay Ferraro, right, who made fun of that video by them doing all kinds of drills last night on their Sunday show. And that was the only outlet electronically that handled that sorry-ass way of practices, coverage of practices from the University of Miami. The only ones. That was good, guys. That was funny. Dookie Lang was in there, too. That was good. That was good. That was That made that video of Don Bailey Jr. and Mario actually watchable or listenable in this case, because you got to watch the guys screw around and goof off. That was awesome. I got to give Channel 10 mad props on that one. That was good. I like it. Oh, can one segment on your show be Blue Chew testimonials? Oh, and can you add a cooking segment? Well, it is. Aren't you cooking in the bedroom because of Blue Chew? Isn't that a main ingredient in your carousel or whatever. Sean, are you doing the wrestling show tomorrow? They're asking. Boss B is asking. Sean, do we have a wrestling show tomorrow? I'm getting a thumbs up. Okay. Thumbs up on wrestling tomorrow. Teddy or Skyler? I'll take Teddy, two gloves. You're going to take both of them, and then eventually, if the kid develops, you can trade Teddy later on in the season and go get a pick. Big O, what's the word on Doral? Is it fully up and ready to go? No, it's not. They're hoping to have it up by September or October, Doral. Yep. Tony says, if Bruce Sherman didn't have the money to buy the Marlins and have to get investors, why did the MLB sell it to him when there were others that had the money? Unbelievable. What can I tell you, dude? It was the Derek Jeter thing. And you know, there's Moss, who has more money than God, and you don't sell it to him. It's crazy. And a Miami guy. That's the other thing. You like your owners that they're actually people from this town, because then they take as much pride in the town as we do. Bruce Sherman is not a Miami guy, and neither is Derek Jeter. Just like Billy Cunningham and Louis Chaffel. Just like Jeffrey Loria. You see the theme there? Mickey Arison, he gives a shit. His boats are right there, right next to the building. Wayne Huizenga, he gave a crap. Bless you, Wayne. He lived here. Broward was his pride. So he spent money. He tried. Ross, kind of a part-time resident because he also lives in New York. But he cares because he tries. He's kind of stupid, but he tries. Viola and Sifu are the only guys that are not Miami guys, yet they've entrenched themselves into this community and building stuff. But more often than not, we get burned by these outside owners. And Jorge Mas is sitting there, and you know he's going to get, I keep telling you, he'll get this shit right with soccer. That dude's not going to sit there and lose. I watched his face and his frustrations when they weren't playing well and they made all those terrible decisions. And I swear to you, if Jorge Mas could cut his liver out of his body and just slice it up and eat it, he probably would. Okay? With some Favre beans. And eventually he'll get it right. And he got Chris Henderson in there. And now Chris Henderson is slowly but surely turning this thing around. They'll figure it out. They'll make their mistakes, and they did, and they'll figure it out. But Jorge Mas cares because he's Miami, dude. And he's not going to own a team in Miami and suck. So it's like Mickey Arison. I'm not going to own a team in Miami and suck. You need those owners that care. And Bruce Sherman and Jeter are not, they're not our guys. They're not from South Florida. G. Reed says he has a Blue Chew testimony. I like it. Big O, Keyshawn Johnson just destroyed us on ESPN's First Take. Say, we sink this season. That didn't feel good. Keyshawn Johnson. Come on, man. Keyshawn Johnson. That's your problem, my brother. That's what you're watching on television. You're watching that. You know, you get what you deserve, my brother. Is Kim not as good as advertised, or her knowledge being wasted due to cheap? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think we'll ever know what Kim Ng is, because she doesn't have money. Now, if she's the Aviceo Garcia decision, that was a bad decision on her part. But she has no money, so until you open up the checkbook, you're not getting anywhere. I don't know how to measure Kim Ng without a strong owner. You got to have a strong owner, and then I can measure your general manager. I don't think it's fair to judge Kim Ng. I'm sure some decisions are hers, but if she has no money, she really doesn't have the power to really bring the players she's going to need in to get it done. Does Sean watch WWE documentaries on A&E channel? Last night it was about the rise and fall of D-Generation X. Sean, would you like to answer that?
Yeah, I DVR my watchman the next day, so I'll be watching it today.
Okay, there you go. All right, and I'm sure tomorrow night he'll talk about it, right, since you're having the show tomorrow. So I'm sure that'll be a topic tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow to the Square Circle Digest. They'll get it done. Big O, do you think the Miami Dolphins are going to start Waddle and Tyreek as wide receivers this preseason? I think it'll be game three. I thought it was game two. I heard Drew Rosenhaus last night on Channel 7 say that he's been hearing that a lot of he's hearing from players. Wow, that's a cool Black Moods shirt. I want to get that shirt. Nice. Let me retweet that just for the hell of it so I can remind myself. Anyway, so I just damn it, what was I saying now? What were we talking about now? Yes, the rehearsal game, I think now is going to be the third game, not the second game. I thought it would be this week coming up. He says that a lot of the teams are doing it in week three, because they have a week after that still to rest and all that to recharge. So pretty cool. So if they're going to do that, then you have one more week, and then you'll see Tyreek and Waddle starting for a half, I would imagine, in week three of the preseason. Okay. But at one point, if the dress rehearsals this week or next week, you'll see those guys, because they have to play them all together at once to kind of see what they got. Okay. All right. It's the top of the hour. Let's take a quick break. Hour number four is coming up. Marcel Louis-Jacques will join us at 1:15. Give us 2 minutes here to rest the voice right here on the Big O Radio Show.